Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week your story is... The Farmer and the Boggart. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from rural England. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part 4, with yet more in store. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue.
Alright, you've had your fun, but it ends now. I'm going away to rest, but while I'm gone, you need to plant another field full of food. I'll come back in the morning to make it grow, and then I'll take all the food from the left side, above and below. And if you share any of your side with the villagers, I'll steal it from them.
Before Farmer Rob could say anything, the boggart added,
Deal! Deal, deal, deal! And if you don't plant the field ready for tomorrow, I'll eat you instead.
Farmer Rob didn't like the idea of getting eaten. So as soon as the boggart had vanished into its home in the mud, Rob quickly set to work planting some more seeds. First, Farmer Rob worked his back hard, digging lots of long, straight furrows all across the field. He also made sure he picked up all the stones he found on the right side and put them in a pile. Next, Farmer Rob worked his legs hard, walking up and down to drop the seeds in the furrows. He also made sure he dropped all the stones from the right side into the left side. Then, Farmer Rob worked his hands hard, using a shovel to cover all the seeds with soil. He also made sure that the seeds on the left side were underneath the stones. Finally, Farmer Rob worked his shoulders hard, carrying bucket after bucket of water from the river to pour over the field. He made sure to give the same amount of water to both sides. After all, fair is fair. At last, Farmer Rob lay down beside the field to sleep. He hadn't even had time to find a house in Mumby yet. Now, I know this may seem like the best time for me to tell you Grandma's advice number 2 on the subject of boggarts, but here's the thing. Rob had worked so long and hard to make sure he didn't get eaten that he had worked all through the night. So a cock was already crowing to announce the morning, and the boggart reappeared.
Right!
The boggart shrieked. Its hair was still red, but it no longer looked ill.
I'm going to harvest my half first this time.
Farmer Rob was too sleepy to argue. The boggart turned to the field, held up its hands, and howled,
Acceleration germination!
In less than a minute, all the seeds grew into hundreds of thick, fat wads of creamy cauliflowers, cradled by thick leaves that held them close to the ground. The boggart quickly reminded Farmer Rob about their new deal. The boggart would take the half on the left, above and below the ground. Then the boggart rubbed its hands together and waved them at the scythe. Once again, Farmer Rob watched in amazement as the scythe began reaping the cauliflowers. But instead of reaping them quickly, like it had with the potato leaves, the scythe began to struggle. You see, to reap the cauliflowers, it had to cut quite close to the ground, and it kept hitting stones. so many stones, in fact, that the blade soon became blunt and could hardly cut at all. The boggart couldn't believe it. The boggart began to wail angrily, one long cry that sounded like 100 babies crying, 1,000 nails scraping down a chalkboard, 100,000 shoes shuffling across a carpet, and 1,000,000 cats coughing up hairballs all at once. And its hair got redder and brighter and hotter and bigger until it burst into flame. Farmer Rob watched the boggart disappear into a fireball, and the fireball disappear into the wind. And he enjoyed a little smile. Now the boggart would never trouble the village of Mumby again. Soon he'd be able to sharpen the scythe to harvest his side of the field, which would be more than enough cauliflowers to feed all the lovely villagers. But not right now. After all that hard work, he deserved a bit of a nap. Oh, now the story's over, would you like to know Grandma's advice number 2 on the subject of boggarts? Well, you've probably worked it out by now, haven't you? Boggarts are not at all clever. And if you can trick them into a rage, they'll burn up and never bother you again. That was the tale of The Farmer and the Boggart. Thank you for sharing it with me. Now, Christmas is nearly here, and a little girl in Mexico called Lola is very excited. But if I tell you her story is called The Forbidden Christmas, you'll know there's going to be danger. Can Lola save Christmas for her village? To find out, you won't want to miss this story. To make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to our podcast. Or, if you don't want to wait, why not become an Epic Explorer? Then you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post. Listen to the message at the end of this podcast for more details, including a very special offer if you join soon. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!